Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to the Samuel Brock Flynn Show on air.
Hello, everyone. I am Samuel Brock Flynn, show host here. I'm interviewing Diana Linska. Don't know if you're saying your name right. Am I saying it correctly?
Yes, Diana Linska. That's pretty close.
Yep. Yep.
And how are you, Samuel?
I am doing great, actually.
Well, I want to thank you for asking me to be on your show. And
you're very
I
welcome.
Think this no problem.
What I was going to ask, what is your projects that you're going to do or that you have going on currently?
Well, right now, a few months ago, I moved to Chautauqua County, New York, and I was originally, for a few years, living and working on various projects in North Carolina, and that's actually where I got myself back into the film, TV industry. I was more involved over the years in theater, concerts, occasionally doing some TV or film work. But the reason why I came back to Chautauqua County, after I started to get back into the film and TV industry, I had entered a competition to see how an older woman would fare, how they would be accepted by an audience, what chances I would have for coming back into working in the industry. And I actually won the overall adult talent. I had a standing ovation. And it
Wow.
really made me aware age has nothing to do with it. If you have talent, you could get yourself out there. You should be able to do what you want to do. And a lot of the problems are the industry that creates the barriers for a talent, whether it's a young girl who isn't the size 0 to a 4 or has the look that the film industry wants, and they may be losing out on an incredible talent, a great actress, a great singer, a performer. Same thing with an older person. So I realized there had to be changes made. And I think recently the issue with the Oscars, which you saw all the controversy over it being just strictly whites. And this isn't just so much as far as different ethnic groups, but probably women are the biggest sort of issue or minority, so to speak, in the industry, because once you hit a certain age, it's almost impossible to get any good work in the film industry or TV industry unless you are already an established star. And even then, they have problems. I don't know if you had seen, over the last few months, there had been several issues put out there from some name actresses in Hollywood, how they were having difficulty starting to get good roles in films because they hit a certain age. And this shouldn't be happening. You shouldn't have to worry if you have the talent, if you have the ability of being able to get a part in the production, because you have so many men in Hollywood who control everything that they do not give women the opportunities or other ethnicities the opportunities to be recognized. So trying to make a long story short, the reason why I came to Chautauqua County, I had been researching on and off for years to try to find a place that was sort of virgin territory, so to speak, where I could come and create a Hollywood alternative, a different way of creating film, of running a film industry and getting officials in that area to be on board with what I want to do, creating a prototype of a program here that if it's successful, it could be presented to other indie filmmakers, other performers, actors, actresses, where they could then use this model to follow through. And I know I'm probably not making this very clear now because certain things I need to not reveal offhand right now because we are still in the prototype phase. But if it's successful within a year, we will be putting information out and you will be seeing what we are doing. But One of the things we're doing is creating a film festival here, the Chautauqua International Film Festival, that will be held in Jamestown, New York in 2016. And we are also developing an independent film industry here. We're already going to be making two films, Beware the Dark and The Unit, which is based on a true story, and we're going to start filming those within the next few months here in the Jamestown, New York area.
Wow. Sounds like a lot going on. Really.
Probably. Maybe a little bit information overfeed, but I know sometimes it's difficult to explain something new and making someone understand a vision if it's not their vision.
Yeah.
But one of the problems that I come across after winning the competition a few years ago, I was thinking, oh my goodness, I got standing ovations. I had people running up asking for my autograph. And when you think that these were the children and family members of other people in the competition coming up and asking for my autograph. So I thought it was going to be a breeze. I would be getting offers of some nice parts in films or TV shows. I wasn't expecting anything extraordinary, but I thought I'd have more doors open. And I realized, being a woman that wasn't a size 0 to a 4, I'm a size like 8 to 10. And I don't know if you know this, Samuel, but in Hollywood, a size 8 is actually considered 10 pounds overweight. A size 10 is considered 15 pounds overweight.
Okay.
And this is with women. So if you're not either very fat or very heavy or very thin, it's sometimes very difficult to get a role, again, if you're over that 30 to 40 age bracket. And once you start hitting near 50, unless, again, you are a name, it is difficult for women to get roles out there. For every 100 roles in auditions for men, you'll be lucky to find maybe a couple for women that are more mature. Older men, almost any age bracket, there are so many roles cast out there. But the women, it's very difficult, the competition for the parts. So I want to create movies and productions that will open up more opportunities for women and actually all actors of all ages, all body types. And I created a production company called Royal Ground Productions, and our motto is talent first. If somebody has the talent, it shouldn't matter whether they're a size 0 to a 4, whether they are a particular age. And I understand you need a person or an actor to fit a particular part. But I think the industry has gone way off.
You could be like a supporting actor kind of thing.
Yes.
I've always heard
of that.
Well,
not even just that. I'm even looking at starring or major parts. It shouldn't have to be only some teenage or 20-some-odd-year-old girl who's a size 0 to a 4. If a woman of 35 or 45 is beautiful, even if she's a size 10 or 12 and has a beautiful figure, has great acting ability or talent, she should still be able to get a starring role. It shouldn't be some 20-year-old girl with some 55, 60-year-old guy as her leading man. That's what I think is wrong in the industry and what needs to be changed.
Oh. Yeah. That's just, I don't know. Hollywood is just, you know. I mean, they tell you, they make these things up about, oh, you're not supposed to do that. Judge them by this or judge them by that. Well, if it's going to be an issue, then, you know, there. I think there's a verse in the Bible that talks about for those people that do the same things, you know, not to be judging other people, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Well, you got to remember, Hollywood is liberal. They're not interested in the Bible. They're not interested in conservative issues. The bottom line is the Almighty.
Well, they
talk.
Ought to be, because I mean, I know this, that they'll have to answer for it someday.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you mean. Well, my productions and my production company are geared to creating family-oriented productions. No cursing, no vulgarity, no nudity. But I do want to deal with, you know, realistic subject matters in my productions. Now, What I produced so far, my first original production, my very first film as a woman filmmaker, I produced, I designed the costumes and sets, I performed in it, I edited the film, I created the websites, I almost did everything. I wasn't expecting to, but I sort of got forced into having to do everything when the people who were supposed to do the editing, I lost them. So I had to learn a lot more of the industry than I was expecting to. But my very first movie that I made was Holy Matrimony, and that's Holy with H-O-L-E-Y, Holy Matrimony. And it is a movie version of my original 1999 New York play that I produced, and it's set in 1948. It's a period romantic comedy with twists and turns galore and a triple surprise ending. So anyone could...
That's interesting.
Yes, they could Google that, Holy Matrimony, to see the website. They could go on my Facebook page, Holy Matrimony.
They
remember,
can also
again,
find it in the description as well on the show.
Yes, yes, which will be excellent. And then the second movie, which I'm getting ready to put out, is Where Angels Dwell. Now, Where Angels Dwell is really a very inspirational film that I really think is going to have a big impact in people's lives. We had three Iraq war veterans who were in the production. One of them in a minor role as the waiter. Another one playing my leading man or my romantic interest. And one of the key figures is a veteran, Scott Sellers. His stage and performance name is Scott Sellers. He is an actual veteran of the Iraq War, and he's actually back in Iraq. He went back to Iraq, and he plays the character of Luke Pierce, a veteran who has PTSD, in this production. But it's an inspirational film, and we have made a pledge to, once the film is released and profits, to give 50% of the profits to the Wounded Warrior Project.
Right. But
have you looked at the Have you looked at the website? Did you view the Scott Sellers the little interview video?
Oh, I forgot about that. That got away from me.
So anyone who's listening on the show, my Facebook page is Diana Lenska, but also if you go to the Where Angels Dwell Facebook page, you can see the Scott Sellers interview. It's a very inspiring interview. It's less than 5 minutes, and I think it will tell you a lot about this movie, but it is going to be a film that can change lives. So I really think it's important for people to look at this, and we're really hoping to get this out there in a big way, this movie. It's a very inspirational film, and I really think it's going to bring attention to not just the issues. It's not a war film, but it's a film about what happens to veterans after they come home and what happens to the people and friends around them, what they have to deal with. But the movie itself starts off like a Cinderella story. And you think it's going in one direction. My character is Jenny Parker, who's given a Cinderella night by Lily York, who's played by Jessie Goey, if I'm pronouncing her name correctly. But then it starts going off into directions that you never expect in the movie, where it brings together a core group of people who have a connection with 9/11 and the Iraq War, which they didn't realize they have. So...
something just happened.
That we hope
my,
you have released by
computer.
May of 2016, to have it ready for screening by May of 2016.
Right. Okay. Now, you can find this on Facebook. Does this Angels Dwell have a webpage?
Yes, Where Angels Dwell.
Okay.
We don't have a web page created yet. We will be having a web page set up, though. There is information on Royal Realm Productions, our website. If you go to, I think it's a, what is it, royalrealm.org, there is a page, a web page on our production company about the movie. But we will be setting up a separate web page for Where Angels Dwell, but there is a Facebook webpage, Where Angels Dwell Facebook page, and that would give a lot of information on the movie, and that is also where we will be placing our trailers within the next couple of weeks
right.
for the movie. Mm-hmm.
What I was going to talk about is Big Sky.
Yes. Big Sky is a very special TV show that's in development. Big Sky was the inspiration, came out of the inspiration and
hello?
Heart and love.
We've got
of,
a, we've
can
got
you
a
hear
caller.
Me?
We've got
oh,
a
hello. Is that you, Violetta?
Uh-huh, yes, it's Violetta. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm wonderful.
How are you?
I'm
Samuel.
Wonderful.
This is Violetta Anna Licari, if I got her name right. She is very important to Big Sky. She's one of our big producers, and she can fill you in details that I probably would not be able to give as well. So let me give it over to Violetta right now.
All right.
Hi, Samuel. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great this evening. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm in Texas at the moment. I flew in yesterday. We have a big event going on in Webster tonight. And so I'm wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Well, you're welcome. What I was going to ask is about Big Sky. What's the main goal of the film, and what messages does it convey to the public?
Big Sky TV show is set in the 1800s, 1860, 1870. It's an old-fashioned based Western, like we used to see with Bonanza and those
yes.
type, Little House on the Prairie. Our
mm-hmm.
goal is to provide the public with family-oriented, good, healthy TV viewing with a lot of fun, with a Western setting, with action and comedy and romance, but done in a way that is suitable for every age level without fear of embarrassment. Grandparents can sit with their grandchildren and enjoy it. You don't have to censor. And our hope is to just bring back to a society that's been lacking good family viewing in Western style.
Right.
Yes. So we haven't seen that in quite a while. And the story is based on stories from the creator's life. Julie Baumgartner
yes,
is the creator of Big Sky. And Rick Ballantyne, our composer, he is stories we'll see woven through the episodes are actually based on stories from their lives.
Right.
But it's in the 19th century setting. And one thing, too, all Native Americans in this production, all let's say Indians, are actually played by Native Americans, Samuel.
And yes, let me clarify that a little bit. For us to count
What role did you play in this movie, Diana?
I'm playing the role of Catherine Clemens, the banker's wife, and this is a TV show. There will be a pilot movie made, but this is going to be an epic TV series. Mm-hmm. So it's not just going to be one movie. It is going to be
right.
a series, and the scripts are incredible, Samuel. But what I know Violetta was just wanting to try to clarify something, so let me let her take over again, and she can explain what she was just going
All
to
right.
tell you.
No, but
All
thank
right.
you. With the Native Americans, our endeavor is to show, part of our endeavor is to show the Native Americans in a truer light than they've been shown over American TV history. Their great contribution to our country and to us as a people. And so when we cast people for parts as Native Americans, they need to be either part or full Native American. So we're not casting actors playing Indians. We're casting natives playing natives.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's really important to this production team. So I just wanted to
yes.
give a little clarification
right.
on that.
Right.
It's
and
something very
understand.
Unique that hasn't been done before, Samuel.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the reason we probably could have got this, I think I already told you, Samuel, the show might have been able to be pilot, the pilot made last year, but because the producers have a vision they want to keep, they want to make sure they maintain the control that they need over this production.
Yes.
So that that vision can be brought to the screen the way that Julie and Chris and Rick want and Violetta. And we brought together a phenomenal team of people working behind the scenes, an incredible cast. And once this hits the air, I think it's going to be one of the biggest hits that ever have been aired on any network.
You know what? I sound interested in this Big Sky TV. I'd like to see it on television sometime in the future because it is really interesting me.
It's coming, and we're working. We have people around the country in many states that are working mm-hmm. on different parts of putting this production together. And so we really have this covered 7 days a week. I won't even tell you how many hours. But we have a team of writers that are phenomenal that are working, besides the production staff and the promotional people. I currently have a national tour bringing this this production around the country where and meeting in different cities where cast members can come together and meet for the first time if they're from different states. So by the time we get to the set, we're going to be so familiar with one another, it just tightens the bond of our family.
Yes, which is very important. And this show also, Samuel, is a show that's going to have, it's a family-oriented, but it's a very inspiring show. And most of the people involved are people who have a belief in God, who believe that we need to get this kind of message out more, that we feel that the TV and the movie industry have gone astray in some of these areas, and I really think that this is something that people have been waiting for, and all ages, teenagers, adults, children, are really going to find this a phenomenal production once they finally see it.
And it's something
right.
for every age group, which is
yes.
nice. You know, we have the
yes.
we have the young people, so teens can relate, and children, and married folk, and single folk. And we're introducing topics that are current.
Mm-hmm.
They may look differently, like maybe an episode where somebody is suffering from something like Alzheimer's. Now, it won't be given that name because it wasn't current at the time, but these are current issues. And we can see that these things existed throughout history. So we will be presenting different issues in different episodes and give cause and pause for people to stop and reflect and think and learn in a good way, a wholesome way.
Yes.
Right.
Right.
And Samuel, when I first came on board the production, which now is probably more than a year ago when I became part of the Big Sky team, I had the privilege to read some of the first scripts that were being created by Julie and the staff, and I was just glued to them. I can see people, once they see this on television, they will not be able to wait to the following week. It's like each episode of the script when I was reading it led
can
you
I,
to,
can I
like, you were sitting on the edge of your
idea.
Seat. What is the next episode? What's going to happen in the next episode? That's how well written the scripts are.
Can I leave you an idea, though, about television?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you can broadcast in your own way through Ustream television and other networks as well. But I do recommend to, I don't know how to say this, there is some services that you would have to pay, yes, but it also depends on the viewership, too, of your thing. So I don't know if that'd be a good way or not, doing it through
the show
online.
As Violetta will probably explain, we're working on getting at least one of the major cable networks
right.
for showing this. That is what's been in negotiation behind the scenes right now. And the certain details, of course, we cannot go into because of confidentiality agreements, but
I was giving you guys an idea that way to
mm-hmm.
help people
mm-hmm.
some advice to where they can go and do it their own way. You know, that's what I did. I did it my own way so I didn't have to pay thousands of dollars just to have a channel on what you call it. television, you know, or through a television network. So I just did it that way. So I don't
have
to do that.
Well, it's also trying to reach the size audience. This is something that we want to reach the largest number of audience, which, you know, unfortunately the reality is if you're not on a major cable network or one of the major stations, it's going to be limited to get to that kind of audience. And, you know, that's being taken care of behind the scenes. Everything's being handled. So the staff knows what they're doing. But we have a group of people who are working with all the key people.
I'm just letting you know, leaving you guys with an idea, though, that way. Because there's some, you know, there's processing, too, to that. There's content processing. Any more with the negativity on television, I don't know if they'll allow something positive on TV or not anymore. You know.
Well, there still are some, I think Violetta will agree, there still are some networks that want quality, you know, production.
Yes,
we've
been approached already, and we have some strong interest out there with some major people, and but we're not ready for that step just yet. We're really close, but not quite yet. So there is. They've shown us that there is interest, and there is, believe it or not, people that are hungry for this kind of TV viewing. I mean, you turn on TV and it's either a police show or a horror show, vampire show. Mm-hmm. That's what you see. And there's an audience for all of that, and it's great, and some of it's very entertaining. But what we're bringing back is something that hasn't been done in a very, very long time.
Yes.
People are hungry for that.
Yes, and it's needed. It's definitely needed, I think, more than any other time that you ever heard this said over the years. It's, I think an audience, people are ready for it, and again, once it finally is put out there, hopefully this will be the start of bringing back some good family-oriented shows that have values, that teach values, and will really help maybe move this country and this nation back in the direction it needs to go.
Exactly.
Right. I want to let you ladies know that we have an after show as well after this thing on air, which we possibly still would be on air, but just showing that it wouldn't show that we're live, though. So we can continue and talk for about another 30 to 40 minutes.
I don't know. Were you ready to talk another 30 or 40 minutes, Violet? I was actually planning, I could probably stay a few minutes more, Samuel, but I actually have to make contact with a producer on a production that I am giving him some help with, and I already have an appointment scheduled that I need to speak, but I would be able to stay a few minutes more past 7.
All right.
I am fixing to say goodnight because I have a very big event that I'm leaving for in 2 minutes in the big musical venue, and I'm representing there. So, excuse me, there'll be some filming. So I need to get myself going. But I thank you very much for spending some time and allowing me to spend some time with you and tell you a little bit about this guy.
And it was great to have you here, Violetta, and wish you luck with the show, and I cannot wait till we finally meet.
I know, now that you're in New York.
Yes.
Maybe that'll happen. How far are you from Long Island?
My goodness, I'm probably quite a few hours. I am Jamestown. I'm nearer to Canada, where I am right now.
Okay, that's really north. Okay, but we'll be talking.
Yes.
So let me say goodnight and thanks again. And Samuel, thank you so much for allowing me to share on your show. I appreciate it. And I'm going to say goodnight for now, and maybe we'll have an opportunity to talk again.
Right.
Okay, great.
Very nice speaking with you, Violetta. Again.
And we'll be seeing each other very soon. Take care.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Good night. Good night, Samuel.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Okay, Samuel. Well, as I said, I can give you a few minutes more, but not too much because I need to get to that appointment.
How do you like the interview so far? How you like our show?
Oh, I'm enjoying it. I've done interviews before. They usually are not a problem for me. I just have to be careful that I just don't talk too much where I may not be clarifying everything. When you're trying to get out in a short period of time a certain amount of information about something, it's always having to be careful of how you present it and trying to get across the key points that you want the listening audience to be able to become interested in the projects that you're involved with. So I do hope that we've had some of the listeners becoming interested in The Big Sky, wanting to see that production, and hopefully Where Angels Dwell when we're ready to screen it and get it out there into the public. I hope it's something that we will start getting a good audience. And again, remember, I told you, Samuel, that we are going to be giving 50% of the profits to the Wounded Warrior Project.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's great.
Yes.
I actually like them. That's a pretty good organization.
Yes. And so I am working on a little music video. There is an original song that I wrote that it's a very inspirational song that is sung in the movie, but I wanted it to be presented better than the way it was just sung a cappella in the film. So we are working. I have a couple of people working with me, a musician, songwriter, who's working on making an arrangement of this song, and we're going to create a music video. And we hope to have that ready to put out there for Easter of this year. And it will also be like a trailer for the movie, but also presenting the music, but also giving some film clips of scenes from the movie. So that is something I will keep you informed about the progress. And when we are ready to launch that video, I will send you a link so you can view it.
Okay. Well, thank you. I actually seen some of the stuff on Holy Matrimony. There we go.
Yes.
That word really gets me stuffed sometimes, because I'm thinking, I'm like, no, it's not. It really gets me. I actually viewed that, and I thought it's really interesting, and I actually liked your website, too.
Thank you. It's a fun movie. It is a fun movie, but there is a message in the movie also. It's more subtle, but it's a movie that every age, I would think, I'm not sure of very young children, but I would say if teenagers like older films or have an appreciation for some of the classics, I think they would enjoy it. But definitely anyone, a mature audience from 30s, 40s, 50s, I'm quite sure they would really get a kick out of the film, because we filmed it not to look like so much a high-definition movie. We wanted to convey a feel of filmmaking, not exactly the way a film was made, maybe filmed in the 40s, but a feel of that era with the way we filmed it. But I strove to be accurate, as near to 100% as possible, with the costumes, hair, the interiors, the furniture used, so that it was as period correct as I could be with making this film on the nothing budget that that I had at the time for doing it.
Right. I actually seen some of the stuff, and pictures. The music on your webpage, who did that? I was wondering.
The music is an incredible group out of France. It's called, if I'm pronouncing this correctly, Lache Swing. If anyone Googles them, they can listen to some of their music. I just fell in love with it, and I just thought it would fit perfect. I was going to write the music. I do have music written that I was going to use in the movie, but I liked that so much. I just thought it worked so well with some of the scenes that I had contacted them, asked them about using the music in the production, and they told me that I could, and so... That is the group and they're out of France, and almost all the music, anything you listen, if you Google them and go to any of their sites, they are an incredible group of musicians and performers.
Wow. Interesting, because I'd really thought that music on there, I thought, did she do all this? I thought, well, wait, she'd have to be, it would have to be somebody else. It couldn't be her, I don't know. But,
I do write music. You'll be hearing more in some of my production. More and more from almost all the movies I'm going to do now. Anything that's mine, my original script, will have it'll either be all my music, or I may have somebody collaborating with me where I'll allow some of their songs within the production as well. But I do write music, and in Holy Matrimony, I sing a song, Someday You'll Be Sorry. That's original. And in Where Angels Dwell, there's a theme song with it's an inspirational song that's called Where Angels Dwell. And when you hear the music video, I wrote that song. I wrote the song, music, and lyrics, and as I said, I do have a wonderful friend that I met who is an excellent musician and composer who's working on the arrangement for me right now, and his name is Bill Notham. I don't know if he's listening to this interview, but he lives in Jamestown, New York, and I'm actually going to be producing an original script with music based on a true story that he wrote, and that's called The Unit, and we're getting ready to start filming that later this spring.
Wow. I really don't have any questions there.
Well, I think at this point I am going to need to say goodbye, because I think we're pretty much at the end of the show. Because I need to get ready to contact this producer that I have an appointment with. And I want to say I really enjoyed being on your show, Samuel. And we will talk soon. I will get those links to you for the music for Angels Dwell. And as soon as we get the trailers up, too, I'll send you the links. And I would definitely, you know, look forward to doing some more interviews with you in the future.
All right. I enjoyed having you on as well, and the producer of the Big Sky TV show. Big Sky,
yes,
the TV show.
And that was Violetta Anna Licari, and I hope I'm pronouncing your name correct, Violetta. So I will say my farewell and goodbye, Samuel, and we will speak soon.
All right. Goodbye.
You take care.
Diana, take care.
Yes, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. This is Samuel Brock Flynn Show on air, interviewing Diana Linska and talking about the Big Sky TV show and different movie productions there.
Hello, you're listening to the